105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Last week, a group of students ran their own pop-up shop at Changing Spaces on Norfolk Street. Oh, Matilda has been along to find out a little bit more, and she's here now. Hello, Matilda.
Hello.
Thank you for coming in. So what did you find out?
So I spoke with Lucy Wheeler, who is a learning engagement officer at Kettle's Yard, and she has been co-managing the pop-up pop-in shop alongside with Jackie Farley, who is the DCHC youth manager for Cambridge. And I don't know if you remember that, but they were both here talking with Lee Chambers.
They were on mid-mornings with her, weren't they, I think,
exactly.
A little while ago. Okay, let's have a listen and see what they had to say.
Describe these first 2 days in terms of the youngsters' engagement and also in terms of the customers' reactions.
Everyone was quite nervous to start with and a little bit anxious. But once a few things started to go up, there was a real energy and buzz. And I'm sure you'll agree, it has come together really, really well. And customers' reactions have been really fantastic. There's been a lot of positive comments about the look of the shop, about how beautiful the install is, and about the quality of the products that the young people have made. And so it's been really exciting, and the young people have responded really well. They've been fantastic with their customer experience and customer service. And yeah, it's been a really, really fantastic experience. And we've done a few interviews with the young people today, and they've said that it's made them feel very confident about their ability. And seeing people buy their products, and some people have asked to have the work signed, I think it's given them a real buzz about their absolute talent. And I think it's been fantastic to really show it off.
And it could be a good information to know how much money you already raised.
Sure, I think that everyone's been, well, the young people, their biggest anxiety was that no one was going to buy anything. And on Thursday we made over £100. Today I think we're going to look to increase that. I think we're already on, it's 2 o'clock now, we're already on about £100, so I think we're going to go over that. And so all of the money is going to East Anglia's children hospices. And so yeah, it's great. But I think the success of the project is going to be measured in a number of ways. It's not only about the money that we're making for the charity, it's also to celebrate the voice of young people and to show what skill, ambition, and also the confidence that they've had to really drive the idea of what this shop is going to be.
Do you have any ideas already about the future of this particular project?
Well, with some of the young people that we've been working with on this project, with Circuit, we have projects that are happening in different places, and so working with different communities of people. But we also have a group that meets at Kettle's Yard and Wising Arts Centre once a week, and they put on their own projects as well. And we've already had a couple of the young people from this project then coming and joining that group. And so there'll be a continuation in terms of the young people still being involved in some shape or form. With GATS, I hope that there would be an opportunity to do something similar. The Circuit programme runs for 4 years, and so we've made the contact with the staff. We've had the CEO from TCHC come down and be really impressed with what the young people have done. So it's a case of watching this space. And TCHC and the youth programme is about getting young people into work, and so we hope that there'll be opportunities through the University of Cambridge Museums. We are a University of Cambridge Museum, Kettle's Yard is, and there's opportunities to gain work experience or to gain other opportunities to take part in other creative endeavours. And so, you know, by signposting them and keeping in contact, there'll still be a partnership.
Thank you so much, Lucy. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you got a chance to speak to the students as well, I think.
Exactly. There were 3 students available to talk with me. So I think it would make sense to talk with the creators.
My name's Cassie Deering and I'm 16.
My name's Leah Hunter and I'm 17.
My name's Millie Butcher and I'm 17.
And how is today's selling going?
It's going really well. We've sold quite a lot. The first day was better. We sold loads.
Yeah. I think that people are actually really enjoying our artwork.
How have you been experiencing these events in terms of your expectations, your personal experience with the project as a whole?
I would say that this has been really good for us. Working as a team is like, we all get along really easily, and like everything we've been doing is like come together as like better than we would think it would. It's kind of like our expectations weren't as good as this, but it's turned out to be really well, and it's going on really well as well.
I think we've added mostly all that we can, really. We've put a lot of effort into what's gone into the shop.
And what would you take from this whole experience personally for you?
I think it's taught me the lesson not to underestimate myself, because what can start off as like a doodle in a notepad can become something really big, like all these. Like, that was just, you know, when you sit there and you're bored. That was kind of that kind of thing.
To not give up, because personally, I don't really enjoy art as much, but after this experience, I've had a nice time, and yeah, it's been great.
I think the shop's been a really good experience for us. Like, it's not something that we would do, like, off our own backs, if you get what I mean. It's like been a good experience and opportunity for us, and like, I wasn't confident, but like, when people are saying to me like, that's really good, and that it's like easier to take the compliment now than it was before.
Is this specifically important for you, the event itself?
It's been quite a chilled atmosphere here, so I think it wasn't like opening the shop wasn't as stressful and like stressful as I thought it was going to be, but yeah, it's definitely been a good experience. I think preparing for the shop was more stressful than actually opening it and being here. When you just get to like stand here and kind of enjoy your own artwork.
Did this help you think about what you'd like to make for the future?
Definitely, like with like, I love photography, and like I took some photos, and like I thought nothing of them, but now they like been printed out and they're on the wall, like they're actually like look like good work. And like I think you'd say that about your stuff as well, like making something and then actually seeing it on display and people buying it, it makes you feel confident about yourself. And like
personally, I don't think art would be like a further career for me, but it's been a nice experience, and yeah, it's just something you can tell people, so it's a nice story really.
It's definitely made me realise not to underestimate myself, and that something so small can become something really big. But I definitely like to go into something retail, so like the dealing with customers, that's been a good experience for me.
Good, thank you so much, and congratulations, it's beautiful.
I liked that. Okay, so you've been speaking to some of the customers as well, I think.
Yeah, there were two customers at the time that I was there, so I had to listen to them.
Yeah, I'm just really impressed by the layout and the display of everything, and the whole atmosphere is just a really great kind of buzzy feel and really creative display for all their amazing pieces that they've got.
I think you can really see the thought that's gone into the presentation of it, and sort of what you've got. It's more than the sum of its parts, and you know, I've bought a few things, but I actually want to take the whole wall with me because I love the way it's laid out.
And what brought you here?
I work at Kettle's Yard, so I'd heard about the project and developing, so I wanted to see the final outcome and seen various bits and pieces, and I've just been really impressed by how it's all come together in the shop.
Yes, no, I work at Kettle's Yard as well, and it's amazing to see the transition, having seen photographs of, you know, when they came in the shop and the shop was bare and sort of trying to lay things out and work out how it would go, and then seeing it like this, it's an amazing transformation. I think they've done a fantastic job.
Do you think that the fact that it is done by youngsters and the whole project influences the way you see and what you expect from the exhibition, from the shop?
I think what's really impressive is how professional the whole thing looks.
No, absolutely that. If you pass it from the street and look in, it looks like a sort of really quirky and interesting little boutique. And it's only knowing the background that we know where it's come from.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, Matilda, did you actually go and buy something when you were at the Changing Spaces shop there?
Yeah, of course. I bought two lovely postcards that I will definitely send them.
Okay, postcards of where? Of Cambridge or decorative ones?
Yeah, that decorative ones that they did based on some work of one of the artists at Kettle's Yard.
Okay, well, that sounds really good. Matilda, thank you very much for putting that together for us. And I think we're going to have a little bit more, hopefully, from the Changing Spaces place, maybe perhaps a little later on in the week.